Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Water Repel and Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Fibber and Molly join us in a moment. By this time, millions of women have tried Johnson's new Glow Coat on their floors and linoleum. They've found out what it means to them to protect their floors with a self-polishing floor wax that's positively water-repellent. Brighter shine, less work, less scrubbing. Real economy, too, for water-repellent Glow Coat lasts up to 4 times longer. But now, how about you? Have you ever actually used the new water-repellent Glow Coat? If not, this is the time of all times to do it. For right now at your dealers, you can get 1/3 more Glow Coat with its new water-repellent properties at the price you'd usually pay for regular pints or quarts. Now, this offer is for a limited time only, so take my advice. Take advantage of this opportunity while it lasts. Look for Glow Coat in the special giant cans that give you 1/3 more of this wonderful water-repellent floor wax at no increase in price. Get Glow Coat in these special giant cans at your dealers tomorrow. Mrs. McGee, being a woman, loves picnics. Mr. McGee, being a man, hates picnics. So, guess who's going on a picnic? Yep, it's Fibber McGee and Molly.
Here's the basket. Mosquito lotion, camera, flashlight, tablecloth and blankets, fly swatter, my jigsaw puzzle, a dozen Dixieland jazz records, my shotgun.
Wait a minute, McGee.
Huh?
Why the Dixieland jazz records? We haven't anything to play them on. And why the shotgun?
Target practice, kiddo. You throw the records up in the air and I shoot at them. Now, let me see. What else do we need?
McGee, where's the apple butter?
Apple butter? What apple butter?
Why, I had a whole tin of it on the running board there.
Oh, my gosh. Was that apple butter? Huh. I put that in the transmission. Well, the car ought to run pretty sweet with that stuff in it. Well, hop in, kiddo. I know just the exact place where we can go.
Hold everything, McGee. Don't start the motor. Here comes Dr. Gamble.
Oh, dear.
Should we ask him to go with us?
That glutton? Say not. I've seen him eat, and I thought the guy was bottomless till he leaned over to pick up a fork, and I... Hello, doctor, old man.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, children. Going away for 3 or 4 months, I see. Not taking the piano?
No, we're just going on a picnic, Doxo. It just occurred to me this morning that every now and then a fellow and his wife ought to get away by themselves from things. And I'm just the type of guy that even if I hate picnics, if his wife wants me to take her on one, he'll go.
How was that again?
Well, I talked him into it, Doctor.
I figured that Watson's Grove was as good as any place.
What? In Watson's Grove?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the matter with Watson's Grove, Doctor?
Well, you know that originally it was not called Watson's Grove.
Huh?
It was Watson's Grave.
Grave?
A fellow named Watson shot by bandits in 1863. They say his spirit haunts the place.
Oh, well, who's afraid of ghosts besides me?
Me. Well, let's go someplace else, McGee. Far be it for me to disturb the spirit of the late Mr. Watson.
You ever see this ghost yourself, Doctor?
No, but if we see it this afternoon, I'll let you know.
This afternoon?
You mean...
Yes. Fifi Tremaine and I are picnicking in Watson's Grove ourselves.
Oh, I see.
So find yourself another spot, Eggface. So long, Molly.
You see what he did? He had that all figured out.
Sure, and don't tip over the thermos jug, dearie. And hand me the hamper. Thank you. Now, won't you admit this is fun?
Oh, sure, I guess so. You'll admit this is a better spot than Watson's Grove, too. Look at this country. Nobody around here for miles. It's wilder than a cross-eyed pitcher up against a left-handed batter.
Ah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the place back in Peoria, up on top of Kickapoo Hill, where we used to go picnicking. Remember?
Yeah. Remember the time you and me and Otis Cadwallader played hide-and-seek? And Otis hid in a hollow tree that was full of bees? Then come running out all stung up, and somebody said to put mud on his sting, so I threw him in the creek, and then I realized that Otis couldn't swim, and I jumped in after him, and then I realized I couldn't swim either. You jumped in and pulled me out, and I was so muddy you didn't recognize me, and you said, "Thank goodness you're safe, Otis." And I says, "I ain't Otis, I'm Fiver." And you started to cry, remember?
Didn't we have fun, though?
Yeah.
Remember that... Oh, look, somebody's little red collie. Here, doggy, here, doggy.
Hey, that ain't a collie. That's a fox.
A fox?
Boy, this is a great country, and look at it. Really close to nature. Not a living soul within a dozen miles of it. I'll bet that little fox...
Heavenly days, look. It's the mounted police. Look at the red coats.
Hey, it's a fox hunt. Grab the lunch, kiddo. We'll get trampled by the horse.
Get that horse off of my track.
Hey, horse.
The orchestra and Billy's own Cornball Rag.
Lovely little road, McGee. Mm-hmm. Bring the basket and the blankets and things, and let's find a nice spot in here.
Okay, kiddo, but the thermos jug is leaking. It got kicked by one of them horses.
Well, hold it with the leaky side up.
Okay.
We can find a nicer place to picnic anyway, so...
Well, hello there, McGee. Hello, Mrs.
Well, for the high, Ollie.
What are you doing way out here, Ollie? Don't tell me you're picnicking, too.
Oh, no, Mrs. I used to walk out from town to visit my cousin. He's got a little truck farm out this way.
Oh, truck farm. Raises vegetables, eh?
No, he raises trucks.
Raises trucks? Why, that's ridiculous.
Sure, but it pays good. He raises trucks out of mud holes with two mules. You see, when the trucks get stuck in my cousin's mud hole, he unstucks them with his mules, and then they really get stuck. $10, he sure is.
$10? That sounds like quite a business. That'll teach the local drivers not to muck tracks with their Mack trucks. How's he doing, Ollie?
Oh, his business gets a good. This spring, he puts on two more mules and opens a branch mud hole down the road.
Now, we
better get busy, Molly. Excuse us, Ole. We're trying to find a place to picnic.
Do you and your wife ever go on picnics, Ole?
No, missus. When we was courting, I had good reason for picnics.
Yeah.
I was all the time trying to talk her into marrying me, you know.
Yeah?
Sure. I finally did it, too.
Yeah.
23 years she's my missus. So if I took her on picnic now, I'm just donating my time. Thanks so long, both you fellas. Yeah.
Let's walk on up this pretty road here and see if we can't find a nice place to
park. Hey, here's a spot, Tootsie. Look, through this bunch of bushes. Oh, boy, look at that beautiful grass.
Oh, will you look? Why, that's lovely.
Yeah.
What a sweet little meadow.
Yeah, must be an old abandoned subdivision. See the red flag sticking in the gopher hole there? Number 16. Probably the lot number. Bet that lot sold for a lot of dough at one time. Well, I'll get that thing out of the way so my father shows him. There.
Oh, McGee, look in the gopher hole.
Huh?
There's a little round, white, dimpled egg in it.
My gosh. A gopher egg.
Don't touch it, dearie. Don't touch it. The mother may come back.
Well, there sure is wildlife in these parts. Look at that guy way over there in the gully whacking away at a snake or something. Look, he just busted his stick.
Oh, that doesn't matter. He's got his little boy there with a whole bag of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's start spreading out the lunch, McGee.
Okay.
We'll have a lovely time here. McGee, leave the chocolate cake alone.
Oh, my gosh, it looks so good, I thought I'd...
What was that?
I don't know. Something landed in the potato salad. It's another gopher egg.
You know, McGee, a thought just occurred to me. Maybe this patch of grass...
Four!
Oh!
Hey, somebody busted the olive jar. Hey, what the heck's
McGee,
going on?
McGee, pack up quick.
Huh?
We must be trespassing.
What?
Here comes a bunch of farmers, and they're all carrying clubs.
Let's go, kiddo. You take the basket, I take the cake.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Get off of that golf green.
Hey, this is a championship match.
Come on, I'll beat it.
Hey, you got a
ball of nerve. Come on, dearie. Let's duck through the hedge here.
Whew. We got out just in time, kiddo. They'd have killed us.
Just for having a picnic on the lawn?
Oh, well, not that so much, but I picked up three of their gopher eggs. They're not really gopher eggs, you know, Molly.
No?
No. Gophers don't lay eggs at this time of the year. I was just...
Quiet, McGee. Here comes one of them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, excuse me, folks. I didn't know there was anybody. Oh, hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. Boy, we run into you in the darndest places, don't we?
Yes, I'm following this golf tournament, kids. I'm taking a shortcut to the next tee.
What's so interesting about the next tee?
Well, it's number 17. 520 yards over a wide stream.
Oh.
A couple of friends of mine are playing, and I gave them each some of that sensational Johnson's water-repellent glow coat.
Why?
Are you trying to tell us, Junior, that with Johnson's water-repellent glow coat on a golf ball, it won't go into the water?
Pal, it works like a charm.
Yeah?
Probably just psychological, I suppose, but with a golf ball dipped in glow coat and a powerful drive, if it's high enough and far enough, it avoids that stream of water like it had hydrophobia.
Isn't that strange?
Well, just an experiment, of course, but... The new glow coat is so successful with its water-repellent qualities on floors, linoleum, I thought I'd try it out here.
Yeah, but I always thought you were...
You see, with this marvelous new development in floor protection,
one-third
Johnson's water-repellent glow coat, you can use a damp cloth over it many times without its leaving milky-looking streaks.
Uh-huh.
Because, you see, it's truly water-repellent.
One-third quart more.
And when you think what a bargain your dealer offers you right now in the giant-size can for the same old price.
That's it.
Yes, we know about that.
A pint and a third. For the price of a pint. And a quart and a third for the price of a quart.
That's it.
Which is an outright gift of one-third more for your money.
That's the crux of the whole thing.
Well, I tell you, you'll realize what
a bargain it is. Look, Waxy.
Hey, what's safe, Al?
Look, Mr. Wilcox, if you'll excuse us, we're trying to have a little picnic. Just the two of us.
Yeah, so you run along to the next tee, Junior. Hey, what are you carrying the snowshoes for?
Well, a couple of my friends are in this tournament, so I'm carrying their snowshoes.
Huh?
They're playing winter rules.
Oh,
so long, Al.
me, kiddo, we ought to be somewhere near Crawford's Creek. There's a wonderful place to picnic there if I can only locate...
Oh, hold it, dearie, hold it. Here comes a man. Let's ask him.
Okay. Hi, bud.
Good day, sir.
We're looking for Crawford's Creek, sir, but we don't quite know where we are.
Yeah, can you give us a few directions?
Why, certainly, sir.
Fine.
That way is north, that way is south, that's west, this is east, that way is down, and I never did know which way is up.
Look, Jasper, let's quit the kidding. If you want to be Snide, I can be Snider.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Snider? Well, and this lady, I presume, is Mrs. Snider?
No, I'm Mrs. McGee.
Well, it's a pleasure, Mrs. McGee. I am Oliver J. Bostwick, the third.
The third what?
The third man, huh? You probably heard my theme. La da 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 da.
Oh, now, for goodness sakes, Mr. Bostwick. Can't we do something about this drivel?
The lady speaking to you, drivel.
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't... Hey, I'm not drivel.
Why, of course not. He's McGee.
I thought your name was McGee.
It is. I'm married to Mr. Snider.
Huh?
I mean, Mr. Snider is drivel.
No, no.
Look,
let me explain this. Look, you see, Erwick...
Bostwick.
Yes. Yeah, you see, Bostwick... I started out to take my wife on a picnic.
Well, if you're taking your wife on a picnic, what'd you bring this lady along for, too? Your wife will be pretty annoyed when you show up for the picnic with Mr. and Mrs. McGee, Mr. Snider.
Oh, no, now, wait a minute. This isn't...
Well, she's a cute kid and all that, but...
Oh,
after
I am not.
You are, too.
She is what?
My wife.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, then I've been confused. You must be Mrs. Snider, Mrs. Snider.
Huh?
If you're married to Snider here.
Not Snider, McGee.
What?
I wasn't speaking to you, dearie. I was speaking to him.
But my name is not McGee, Mrs. Snider.
No, our name is McGee. Both of us.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to that other couple I was talking to? They were... Oh, what's the matter with me? They were going on a picnic.
Why, sure.
Say, why don't you folks join them? You'll find them at Crawford's Creek.
Well, for heaven's sake, where is Crawford's Creek?
Yeah, where is it?
Well, sir... Do you notice that your left foot is a little damp?
Yeah.
Well, you're standing in Crawford's Creek.
Oh.
Oh, my, this is a lovely spot, McGee.
Yeah, but I'm hotter than a $3 raincoat. Let me hang my coat on this old sign here. Hey, it's nice and shady here, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I just love these big boulders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just sit down and relax, sweetheart. Mother will spread out the lunch.
Mm. Boy, am I hungry. I just want to lay here on my back on the grass with a sandwich and catch cold like I always do at picnics and go home.
Oh, wait a minute, McGee. Somebody's coming.
My gosh, can't people leave us alone? When all we want is a quiet picnic out
there. It's Mayor Latrivia.
It is. What the Sam Hill does he want?
McGee, Molly, you can't picnic here.
Why can't we, Your Honor?
Yeah, why can't we? My gosh, we've been chased out of everything.
You'll have to get out of here. The new highway comes through here, you know.
Not today it doesn't, Mr. Mayor.
Ah, this ain't city property anyway, Latrivia. You got no right to make us...
I know it's not city property. It's county property.
Well,
do you know what time it is?
What the...
Yes, it's time people stop bothering us and let us have our little picnic where we...
For your information, it's 3:04.
It is? Well, gee whiz, no wonder I'm so hungry. Hand me a sandwich, kid.
No, you don't have time to eat.
Ah, yes, we do. Heavenly days, we planned all week.
No, please, don't argue. Bring your things and run this way. McGee, where's your coat?
It's hanging on that sign over there, Ben.
Didn't you read the sign?
No, he didn't. We've been reading signs all day. Keep off, no trespassing, no picnicking. Beware of...
Here's your coat. McGee, read the sign.
Huh? Read the sign. Danger. Blasting here, 3 p.m. County Highway Commission. Well, so what? What if it... Oh, my God! Come on, Molly. Grab the stuff.
Yeah,
I got...
I'll help you.
The King's Men and Home Cooking.
Oh, woe is me. What goes with me? Hate this living I've chose for me. Tired of meat and misery. Should have never roamed and left that home cooking. Home cooking. Life is cruel and I was a fool to roam. I climbed this hill, tried this dale, then I stepped on a rusty
nothing but double cross. See the world, applesauce. Nothing anywhere is fine as home cooking. Home cooking. Life is cruel and I was a fool to roam. When I go out, sun goes in, rain comes down and it soaks my skin. Jonah is my next of kin. Darn the luck I should have stuck with.
For our picnic lunch, McGee.
Picnic supper by now. Don't think I ain't ready for it. After being fox hunted, golfed, drowned, blasted, and chased out of nine places, I could eat the hem off a blacksmith's apron.
I'm hungry, too. And this is a lovely place to eat.
Yep.
Just smell the apple blossoms. What a charming little orchard.
Mm, 'tis pretty, ain't it? Gets me in a kind of a romantic mood.
It does, lover?
Yeah. Hand me a piece of cake and a pickle. Believe me, the next guy that tries to bust up our picnic, I'll poke him right in the snoot, too.
Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you, mister. Hi, Johnny. Hello, daughter.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer. Where'd
Hi,
you come from?
Well, daughter, there was conflicting stories about that. Papa says the doctor brung me. Mama says it was a stork. Aunt Mamie says they found me under a flat rock. But I found my first little baby bonnet one day, and it says, Marshall Fields, Chicago.
Well, look, old-timer, we've been trying all day to have a peaceful little picnic. All by ourselves.
Well, good for you, Johnny. Get away once in a while with a little woman. Get away from people.
Richard.
You're entitled to some privacy.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm going to help you get it.
Good.
I'll just sit here and keep people from bothering you. Just hand me a couple of sandwiches, ham if you got them, chicken if you ain't.
Hey. Cut it out. Doggone it, we're trying to have a picnic. If you were picnicking with Bessie, you wouldn't want us butting into your picnic.
Oh, don't mention Bessie, Johnny. I'm afraid I've gone and lost my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's a sad story, daughter.
Well, skip it.
Okay. Well, sir, me and Bessie was on a picnic, kid. When a snake crawled out of a log and took a bite right out of Bessie.
Oh, dear. Did it make her very sick?
Didn't seem to hurt her at all, daughter. She crawled right back in the log again and... Oh, you mean Bessie.
Certainly, my guy, snake bites are dangerous. What'd you do?
Well, it all happened pretty fast, Johnny. When Bessie got bit, she bellowed like a scalded buffalo and run up a 60-foot cypress tree.
Wow.
I notched the tree with my Boy Scout axe so as I could find her again and run back to town for the doctor, but he was out of the ball game.
Gee.
Oh, dear, I hope you got there in time.
Just barely made it, daughter. It was the ninth inning. Score was tied. There was a vacant seat next to the doctor. The game run 14 innings, and you can't find a notch in a cypress tree in the dark.
My gosh, you mean...
Yep. That's how I lost Bessie. Well, happy picnicking, Johnny. So long, daughter.
So long. Ain't this wonderful,
Neil? Yes, you know, I'm glad all those other places we went didn't work out, dearie, because these apple trees in bloom are just beautiful. Ah, smell that wonderful aroma, McGee.
I can't smell the aroma for those dad-ratted apple blossoms. This is great. Nothing so romantic as a picnic with your best girl.
Oh, look, McGee.
Huh?
Look up there. An airplane.
Why, oh, yeah, two of them. Hey, they're flying kind of low. Wonder if they're in trouble or something.
Well, I hope not. They couldn't possibly land around here with all these apple trees.
No, we're safe this time, baby. Nobody's going to spoil our picnic this time. Give me some lemonade and I'll have another piece of cake.
McGee, look. They're pouring out smoke and look out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
Hey, that's not smoke. They're dusting the orchard. My gosh, grab the lunch. That's arsenic.
Oh, dear.
more lemonade, will you?
Here you are. This is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I always have claimed there's no place for a picnic like the kitchen table.
No.
I wouldn't leave this house again if... Answer the phone, will you?
The phone didn't ring, McGee.
No, it will. Every time we've got comfortable today, somebody's managed to bust it up and... What'd I tell you?
I'll get it.
Yeah.
79 Whistler Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, yes, Mabel. Yes, we'd love it. Yes, we'll be ready.
Who's that?
Mabel Toops.
Huh?
Having a picnic supper at Dugan's Lake, and they'll pick us up in an hour.
Oh.
Slice some more bread, dearie.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. It's the bargain of the year in Johnson's Glow Coat. It's your chance to get the world's most popular floor wax in special giant containers that give you one-third more wax at no increase in price. And it's the new Glow Coat, the self-polishing floor wax that lasts up to four times longer because it's positively water repellent. Look for those giant containers tomorrow at your dealers. Look for those special cans of this finest quality wax that tower head and shoulders over ordinary containers and give you one-third more of this brighter, shining, longer-lasting, water-repellent floor wax at no increase in price. This offer is for a limited time only, so get Glow Coat in the special giant cans tomorrow at your dealers.
Ladies and gentlemen, one out of five people in America will develop cancer. The only way to fight this terrible disease is with research, information, equipment, and all the resources of science. And all these things cost money.
Yes. So please help in this fight. Send a generous donation to the America Cancer Society in care of your local postmaster or in Canada to 280 Bloor Street West, Toronto. Remember, a cancer cell is a gangster cell in the human body. Let's hunt him down, prosecute, and remove him.
Good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Is your car still hiding its springtime beauty under winter grime? If so, why not take just a few minutes tomorrow to clean and polish it to lustrous beauty with just one application of Johnson's Carnu. Carnu, you know, is the wonderful auto polish that cleans and polishes in one application. It cleans as you rub it on, cuts through road film and traffic tarnish water won't touch. It polishes as you wipe it off, leaves your car bright and shining. Your car shines brighter because Carnu cleans cleaner. Just rub it on, wipe it off. That's all you do with Johnson's Carnu. Get some today. Next, here's Steve Wilson and Big Town on NBC.